EY today.
The fallout in D.C. over the senator elect from Massachusetts, Scott Brown, and the latest as to the goings on in Haiti and some of the efforts. They're actually still finding people, believe it or not. They haven't completely called off rescue efforts. I have some interesting information on that. You know, on this show, I talk about it all the time. Hey, I am all for small government, baby. We don't need a lot of hooks into our chili, if you know what I'm saying. I talk about the internet, for example, probably ad nauseum. You know that's one of my pet peeves. We don't need regulations for the internet. It's free. It's open. We like it the way it is. So when this whole net neutrality started coming up and the FCC has been discussing the internet, and they've been talking about it on the Hill now, as we know, for a while, it scared me to death. Who better to have on the show than Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty? He knows all about this subject. Hey, Andrew, thanks for hanging late for us on America Tonight.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, the great news is that when you have an avalanche of people, as you know, signing petitions and are upset about issues like the internet, which is so important and so vital, and the technology is only growing there, when you have over 10,000 Institute for Liberty supporters that are actually filing comments with the FCC, I mean, that says something. You've made some noise there, haven't you? Does that make the FCC a little bit uncomfortable?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. One would think that any time one would generate that many comments into a docket, or, and that's what these things are called when you have a sort of regulatory comments, it's that the big file is called a docket. Anytime you generate that many comments, you would think that the FCC would say something about it. But in this instance, they almost entirely ignored the comments that we submitted along with Americans for Prosperity, who submitted 22,000 comments in their own right, and instead focused on the 13,000 comments in support of their move to regulate the internet filed by this group called Free Press.
Yeah, and behind the move to regulate the internet, in your opinion, Andrew, what's that all about?
Well, there are any one of a number of reasons. The ones that we sort of focus on basically is on this issue of control. You have folks in government who there's a phrase that I like to use. If you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And you have folks whose general propensity is towards greater regulation of things that are in the marketplace. You also have folks who really want to out and out control the means by which information is sent out. And we are certainly seeing that possibility. These are the same folks who, for instance, want to impose a fairness doctrine on American talk radio once again.
Boy, no kidding. So glad that that's so probably the best. But still, I think it's a lot of fun, and it's a great time to go and get to see the top players anyway and feel like you're part of the whole show. Are you going to get a chance to partake in anything that's happening in Dallas?
Well, yeah, we've had a whole lot of tickets that we got for, particularly as the celebrity, skills competition on Saturday. That's going to be at American Airlines Center where the Mavericks normally play. And then the game itself is going to be out at Cowboy Stadium. And they've had some other basketball games there. I know Texas and North Carolina played there a few weeks back. You know, and that's kind of another thing. Texas is kind of falling apart here lately. But anyway, the All-Star game, yeah, it's going to be Sunday night. It's going to be there at Cowboy Stadium, and we're looking for it to be a great thing. They're expecting about 90,000 people at the game.
Wow, and I don't doubt that. And you said it. You started to say it. The celebrity game is also a lot of fun for a lot of people, and Nancy Lieberman's playing in that, who gained fame during her college years, and now she's also coaching a developmental league team that's a feeder team to the NBA in Dallas, the only woman to do so. And I heard she's been training pretty hard for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a great flyer.
Yeah.
And, he's been, you know, been doing, you know, I'm surprised. Well, we'll see how she does.
I like the way you said that. Those diplomatic. We'll see how she does. But it's always fun to see the celebrities because some of them will just blow up and they won't be that good, and then others will probably surprise you. So as Mike said, if you do want to get tickets to it, you can go to easy-ticket.com. All right, on the ice, you and I are big hockey fans. We always talk about hockey. Your Dallas Stars, how are they sitting in the West?
Well, they're close to being good enough to be in the playoffs, but they're seated, I think, number 10 out of 8 teams that will make it. So, you know, the teams that are looking real good right now are Washington, San Jose, and Chicago. I mean, all three of those have a lock for the playoffs. But the Stars, you know, if we were in the playoffs right now, the Stars would be knocked out. Of course, they just picked up a new goaltender here. You know, they may be positioning to get rid of Turco here pretty soon. So.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. You get a younger guy in, and then they start to see the handwriting on the wall. I didn't ask you about this, but this is kind of interesting. Danica Patrick and the whole NASCAR deal. I think that's going to make NASCAR, which is already very, very popular, but I think there's going to be an interesting buzz with Danica involved in some of these races. And apparently in her first nationwide practice, she really, as they described it, some of the people that were there watching really stepped up and stayed out of trouble and ran a really, really super good race in Daytona. I'll tell you, I think she can hang with the big boys. Do you?
Oh, yeah. She's a great racer. I mean, she's got the stamina, and she's got the fortitude to race with anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And I went to an IRL race and saw the way the people reacted to her outside of her camp and in the pits. It was just crazy. Everybody wanted to get a glimpse of Danica Patrick. And of course, now we also have the Olympics. The Olympics are coming up in a blink of an eye. They're here, and there are a lot of Olympic hopefuls for the U.S. I think in a couple of weeks we're going to have to talk about that. The U.S. has a chance to pick up a lot of medals, as they always do, but you got problems with the ice, of course, in Vancouver, and it'll be interesting to see what that does to some of those events.
Yeah, they're having to bring ice in or bring snow in.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just been too warm there. But the NHL will have a 2-week break here, I think, after this weekend for the Olympics. So they're not going to have any hockey games in the NHL for a couple weeks. All the good players are going to, or the superstars are going to be
playing on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, playing on any of the teams for sure. All right, we're out of time, but if you want tickets to any event, and that's including concerts, go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. Enjoy all the festivities in Dallas with the Hoop.
Okay, you too, Kate. Talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later. It's interesting to note that we've got the Olympics coming up. As Mike said, the NHL is down because the players are playing for various teams. And then there's the question of the snow. Isn't it funny? Getting crazy record snow in the East, but yet you have these Spartan areas on key mountains that they need in Vancouver. Ooh. Talking about obesity next on America Tonight.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
works.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Teenager these days, we know that certainly. We see with the teenage girls the stress, the anxiety that happens, the weight, the looks, the pressure. Not that, you know, decades ago people weren't dealing with some of the same things, but it's just increased to a much higher level, and you can feel that vibration, I think. And sadly, when we see teen suicide on the rise and kids just struggling, to stay in the game, and the emphasis that now has happened with material things. I was out somewhere at a high school the other day, and I was talking to a group of kids, and boy, it was all about some of them who had had coaches since they were 5 years old. And I think that's great if the child wants to do that, be the tennis pro, be the soccer player.
It's currently up and running. We've been here for about 16 weeks with the groups opened, and we've just recently opened a new group in Lewisville just last week. We're looking very soon to be taking on our first American consultant so that we can open many more groups. People are just desperate for us to have a group in their city, but with only two of us coming over from the UK, there's only so many groups that we can run. So it's been really well received. We're having really great successes in the groups. The members are losing weight fantastically well. And we do have some young members in our groups, talking of the childhood obesity thing, because we do offer membership free of charge to young people aged between 11 and 15 if they come along with their parent or guardian. So we do have some young members in our groups as well, which is fantastic. And they're doing such a great job. We're so proud of them. So yeah, some amazing results. And we love being here. We've been made so welcome. It's great.
But good for you. And people that, with your deal with Slimming World, people can even get online support. Is that right?
They can. If we don't have a group local to them, then they can go onto our website and they can join online. But, of course, there's nothing to replace the group. And certainly for me, that was what made the difference, because I tried so many things I could at home, you know, all of the pills and the potions and the shakes and the lotions. And it wasn't until I found my Slimming World group where people understood how I felt, what I was going through, and people cared about me, and it was warm and supportive, that I really, really kind of got my weight off. So I'd never say go online as a replacement, but certainly if you don't have a group near to you, this is the next best thing to do.
Yeah, some great advice, certainly. Yvonne, thanks for stopping by America tonight, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for talking to me, Kate.
It was nice talking to you, too. And, again, it's interesting, that as she was talking about, I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? There is something about the depriving thing, whatever it is. If it's you get the beer belly and you say, I can't have beer ever. I can't have even a small glass of beer. I mean, you guys know that. This just it's in your head, and you're going to want it. You're going to crave it, and then that's sometimes where people really fall off the wagon. But I thought it'd be interesting to have her on because, as she was talking about with the kids, sadly, this is what's happened to us. The technology is so great. It's amazing the things we're able to accomplish and where we're able to go with technology. But at the same time, the crazy running around the neighborhood and on the bikes and doing all those things. There's still kids, luckily, that do that, but there's so many that end up in front of a screen doing the video game thing. That's why the Wii system, that she mentioned the Fit deal, that can be pretty good. The tennis, I heard, is pretty fun, and, of course, you're moving around. So at least you're moving around when you do that. But I think these are hurdles that we're going to see that are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger because of the cutting of gym and because of all the games and no time to play that kickball or baseball or hockey or, you know, whatever, unless the kids are really involved in extracurricular sports outside of school or after school or...
that. But what we also do is get out every weekend to the park and kick the soccer ball around or play baseball or just run around like lunatics, you know, just to try and burn some of the energy off of the kids. So I think approaching it as a family is definitely the way to go. But definitely you're right. It's the inactive lifestyle that we all need now that's causing us to put on weight. That's one of the elements of it anyway.
Yeah. Would you say, too, because I've talked to a lot of people about this, would you say... And so many of us have this habit. If you stroll into the kitchen in those wee hours and reach for I think it's empty calories, the pizza, slice of pizza, the whatever it is that overnight hour stuff bad for people when they do that? A lot of people snack.
Yeah, I don't think it's the hour. I think it's what you snack on. And certainly what we teach our members at Slimming World is to really fill up on foods that are going to fill you up for the lowest energy density, which is calories. But, of course, we don't count calories at Slimming World. And then to kind of control more those higher calorie snacks. Because I believe that you need to still have everything, because if you felt deprived, if you thought, oh, my goodness, I could never have a bar of chocolate again or a piece of pizza again, then you're not going to stick with any healthy eating plan long term. You're just going to, you know, fall off of it straight away. So I don't think it's so much the hours. I think it's what you snack on and then the amount that you snack on that makes a difference.
Yeah, what would you say what are some of the good foods that you could tell people to snack on? I mean, is it the obvious things like celery or carrots or what else?
Well, yeah, they're great. But also, you know, fruit. I love fruit. Fruit is just so sweet. The fruits you have here are lovely. There are so many of them. So fruits are great. Vegetables are great, of course. Meat, fish, poultry, pasta, rice, grains. All of that stuff's really good. It really fills you up.
I like the grains, too. That's definitely my thing. But the vegetables and the fruit, you're right, if you mix it up, certainly that would be a good thing to do. How is Slimming World going? Since, you know, this is really a brand new kickoff in the United States. It's fairly new. How's that been received in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's going well. We've got 7 groups currently up and running. We've been here for about 16 weeks with the groups opened, and we've just recently opened a new group in Lewisville just last week. We're looking very soon to be taking on our first American consultant so that we can open many more groups. People are just desperate for us to have a group in their city, but with only 2 of us coming over from the UK, there's only so many groups that we can run. So it's been really well received. We're having really great successes in the groups. The members are losing weight fantastically well, and we do have some young members in our groups talking of the childhood obesity thing, because we do offer membership free of charge to young people aged between 11 and 15 if they come along with their parent or guardian. So we do have some young members in our groups as well, which is fantastic, and they're doing such a great job. We're so proud of them. So yeah, some amazing results, and we love being here. We've been made so welcome. It's great.
Good for you. And people that, with your deal with Slimming World, people can even get online support. Is that right?
They can. If we don't have a group local to them, then they can go onto our website and they can join online. But, of course, there's nothing to replace the group. And certainly for me, that was what made the difference, because I tried so many things I could at home, you know, all of the pills and the potions and the shakes and the lotions. And it wasn't until I found my Slimming World group where people understood how I felt, what I was going through, and people cared about me and it was warm and supportive, that I really, really kind of got my weight off. So I'd never say go online as a replacement, but certainly if you don't have a group near to you, this is the next best thing to do.
Yeah, some great advice, certainly. Yvonne, thanks for stopping by America tonight, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for talking to me, Kate.
It was nice talking to you, too. And, again, it's interesting, as she was talking about, I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? There is something about the depriving thing, whatever it is. If it's you get the beer belly and you say, I can't have beer ever. I can't have even a small glass of beer. I mean, you guys know that. This just it's in your head, and you're going to want it. You're going to crave it, and then that's sometimes where people really fall off the wagon. But I thought it'd be interesting to have her on, because as she was talking about with the kids, sadly, this is what's happened to us. The technology is so great. It's amazing the things we're able to accomplish and where we're able to go with technology. But at the same time, the crazy running around the neighborhood and on the bikes and doing all those things. There's still kids, luckily, that do that, but there's so many that end up in front of a screen doing the video game thing. That's why the Wii system, that she mentioned the Fit deal, that can be pretty good. The tennis, I heard, is pretty fun, and, of course, you're moving around. So at least you're moving around when you do that. But I think these are hurdles that we're going to see that are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger because of the cutting of gym and because of all the games and no time to play that kickball or baseball or hockey or, you know, whatever, unless the kids are really involved in extracurricular sports outside of school or after school or intramural stuff. All right, coming up on the flip side, we've hardly scratched the surface this hour. We're going to dive.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Abracadabra indeed. Hey everybody, America Tonight. On the flip side, we are spinning the plates, and in spinning the plates, politically, I mean, we take a look at a couple of things. One, something I came across a little bit earlier. You know, I do that flip thing where I'm flipping all over, looking for what I call the kind of the buzz on the Hill. And there have been a few things in the last couple of days about bipartisan cooperation and healthcare for one, and other things in relationships to jobs, but particularly healthcare has been the big buzz, and whether or not this is all going to come together. So Jim DeMint had his own thoughts. He has certainly gotten in the crawl of a few people, let's say some of his colleagues, and here's what I happened to catch when he was on Fox.
Greg, I'm not sure he's listening yet, but we want to give him the benefit of the doubt. It is important that we set aside this 2,700-page government takeover of our health care system and try to take a more rational step-by-step approach to improving what is the best health care system in the world. We can lower costs. We can make health insurance more available to more Americans, but not the way the president's talking about. So Republicans are going to work with the president, but we hope he really is listening this time and not just having another theater of him talking about listening when, in fact, he doesn't accept any of our ideas.
Well,
I don't think the Democrats and the far liberal left that he has to deal with are going to agree to things like caps on frivolous lawsuits or interstate competition or small business health plans. They're not going to agree on anything that helps the current system work better, because the fact is they're on record wanting that system to fail so that the government can run our health care system. Even the president is on record saying he wants the government to be that single payer of our health care system. So we're going to have to get some changes in a lot of people's minds in order to work together. I'm cynical, Greg, because I worked with the president for 4 years in the Senate, and I saw him vote against these common sense ideas time after time, right. And I never saw him introduce a health reform plan while he was in the Senate. But nevertheless, if he invites us to come to a summit, I think a lot of us are going to come and offer our ideas and hope that he'll listen.
All right, and that summit, of course, we've been talking about is February 25th. I can't wait to see if we're going to – it might be must-see TV, or maybe it's going to be a snore fest and nothing actually comes out of it. A couple of weeks away, that's all I'll say, and we'll have the skinny on that. All right, time to hit the headers, and the headers mean we check in with different newspapers across the country, at least as I say sarcastically while we still have them. The Chicago Sun-Times, here are the big headlines. Lieutenant Governor, this is the headline. The headline says, Speaker Madigan abolished Lieutenant Governor position in Chicago. This is what they're talking about after a lot of criticism for failing to properly vet the latest cat. His name is Scott Lee Cohen. The House Speaker, Michael Madigan, filed legislation, seriously, to amend the state constitution to get rid of the lieutenant governor's office. And this is the quote. He says, there's been an elevated discussion about the need for the office in the wake of the Cohen matter. And he says, I think the speaker believes it's worthwhile to take a good look at it. The other thing that made the headlines is Blagojevich play all the wiretaps in court. And, of course, they're talking about the former governor, Governor Blago, who is saying, listen, play it all. That's fine. Go ahead. Because there's so much that's been made about what's on those tapes. So the former Illinois gov says, great, let's hear it. I'm laying down the gauntlet. I want the jury to hear everything that anybody was caught on saying at all in these so-called secret FBI wiretaps. And he says, I've instructed my lawyers to petition the court, petition so that every second, every minute, every hour that the government secretly taped me is provided to both sides to be heard and to be played in court. Remember, he pled not guilty to, a new indictment in his case, and he insists that he hasn't done anything wrong. There's about 500 hours of recordings in the case. Well, if they want to play it all, boy, they'll really get bogged down in that nonsense, won't they, if they end up trying to play all of it? And, of course, they won't. It'll just be the prime cuts. And I think that's what he's getting at, that he knows it's just going to be certain things that are going to be picked out, and that's infuriating to him. Oh, well, that's what happens when you get wiretapped, buddy. Okay, so let's go now to the West Coast and the Los Angeles Times. Headlines from the Times. Number of illegal immigrants plunges in California and the U.S. California's number they're talking about dropped by 250,000 a sharp decline. It's the sharpest drop in three decades. And so now they're saying it's renewing the debate about what to do for those that are still here. And California's in so much trouble, so there's no work. That's why they're not having the influx of illegal immigrants that they had before. Yes, some are employed under the wire, and there are plenty that are still there, but many have gotten out because they're not making any money. So they're not staying on any corners. They're not waiting for any jobs because there's no jobs to be had. And, you know, that's pretty much what the deal is there. Then the other big headline is the one that we've seen across the country, Toyota may redesign push-button ignition. And that was the headline. And they're talking about all the trouble that Toyota's in and saying that it's moving closer to adopting changes to the keyless starter system. And the complaints about Toyota have been far and wide. So the part of the problem is they don't want to get into other things that are going to get them in trouble with people where something's going to stick or whatever. So that's why they're talking about redesigning the push button, because they're worried about that getting worn out as they've had this thing with the brakes and the thing with the floor mats and the accelerator. And now the next thing is, oof, what's going to happen there? Let's get ahead of the curve. Let's try to make that happen before some other catastrophe crops up and we have to do another recall. Here's another paper. We're going to stick with the left coast. Oakland Tribune. The Oakland Tribune, they've talked about, boy, they cram a lot in, by the way, in the top of their paper. And a couple of different things that they've mentioned at the top. One of them is a rally for a missing Fremont boy. This is the headline. Rally for missing Fremont boy draws crowd to Oakland police headquarters. They had a candlelight vigil in front of the cop shop to mark 6 months since the disappearance of Hassani Campbell. And, you know, it's, well, man, it's just all too familiar to so many people when you've got a missing child. And people had heard, you know, there had been a lot of cops that got information from people that was bogus. And, you know, this is a kid who's 6 years old, and he was first reported missing back in August. And he was at a shoe store in a neighborhood with his father. And all of a sudden, he, you know, the father turned around, and then the boy was gone. So the rally was organized by a group called the Citizens for the Lost, and they've had fundraisers, they've done searches, and there still is no sign of this child. And they're offering a reward. It's like a $75,000 reward. So the Oakland police say they're not giving up, and they're trying to do everything they can to hopefully find the child. Ooh, that's sad, isn't it? And they say as the hours mount, where it's 24 hours and then you get to 48 and forget about it. But there have been people that have come back. Remember Elizabeth Smart? And, yeah, there have been other huge cases. Maybe this will be the story here. One can only hope. How about the Miami Herald, since the Super Bowl was just there? And in the Miami Herald, the big headline is Super Bowl gives boat show a bounce. And they're talking about this boat show that's going to attract fewer people this year, but the hotels are rebounding because the vacation market seems to have recovered. And a lot of that credit, they say, goes to the attention that Miami got as a result of hosting the Super Bowl. So I guess then that would be considered a good thing. Usually, too, because they had record numbers at the Super Bowl, with all the people that come in, the tourists, they had a couple of days of bad weather early in the week. But really, when the main crowd was going to the Super Bowl, which is like your Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the weather was fine. So there was a bounce back on that, because the beginning of the week you just have radio talk show hosts on Radio Row and reporters when they were having those crazy floods where it just rained for like 2 days straight or something. It was nuts. And usually in Florida you get that intermittent rain, which is great, where it's all of a sudden, you know, for an hour it's raining, you know what I'm talking about, and then boom, it clears up and it's nothing but, you know, sunny skies for the rest of the day. It's just, that's the Florida thing. It's weird. Every time I go, that happens too. There's some day or two, because I have a bunch of family that lives there, where it's looking beautiful, it's a great day, then the skies open up, but unlike Seattle and some of the other folks who get rained on a lot, it just stops. It's that Florida thing. And you got to love that, because, you know, you have to carry the umbrella. You never know what's going to happen, but it's sure to clear up. Coming up next, the guru of all things collectible, my man, Harry Rinker. Stay locked and loaded. You won't want to miss this here on America Tonight.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Oh, I'm getting wild about Harry.
All right, the man needs no introduction. You've heard him for years here on America Tonight, and as I said, you can hit me up through the email, americatonight.net, or you can jingle these digits, 800-259-5791, to talk about your collectibles or questions about anything that you think might be collectible, anything related certainly to that. Harry, are you buried in the snow? I think you're in Connecticut, though, right?
I am in Connecticut. No, I'm not buried in the snow. Why am I not buried in the snow, I want to ask God? No. What happened was that the first big snowfall that went through here a week or plus ago that hit Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia and so forth, missed New York and went out over Long Island. And so this new snowfall, the one that was supposed to go, came through yesterday and today, was supposed to wipe out and finally hit up here. We were predicting 12 inches. I just looked out the door. I don't think we have one. Well, you know, these are all coastal storms. Now, my family in Wyomissing near Reading, Pennsylvania, they had 30 inches from the first one and 24 from the one yesterday. So they have 54 inches of snow in the, well, what melted, but 54 inches of snow on the ground. And so as a result, why they're doing great. Our daughter, my granddaughter Sophia, is just relishing in this stuff. They have their own hill in their backyard because the snow is piled so deep. But we here in Brookfield, Danbury, are right on the northern fringe line of the current one. And south of us along the I-95 corridor, Greenwich, Norwich,
sure,
they're pelted.
Wow, isn't that interesting? So you just missed it
by the hair of our chinny chin chin. But on the other hand, my wife, who works at the local university, she got a day off yesterday because they got so scared with this thing they closed down. Now they're angry that they did. On the other hand, I'm teaching at Norwalk Community College tomorrow, and I'm hoping against hope they're going to cancel school 2 days in a row. I don't have to go in, so we'll see.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
wow.
it's really odd. I guess they broke record snowfall in history in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah. My mother says they're just everywhere. My whole family's there, and they're just buried in snow. South Jersey, over the bridge, everywhere.
Well, here's the name of the game. It's gonna look good for the February crime rate in the city.
That's true.
I mean, you got to find
that
positive
silver lining
stuff here, Kate.
That's right.
You know, reduce crime, have some snow.
Hey, Harry, actually, I got two emails for you. I was so excited about this because I like the questions.
Well, now, wait a minute here. How come you keep getting emails and I don't here?
I don't know. Ever since, you know, we came to this fabulous network, GCN, a lot of the emails go through me because it's a great idea to remind people. I love the mailbag, and we used to always get a lot of listeners from America Tonight that would hit you up on the mailbag.
We did, actually, and you know, and part of that thing is, I know you talk about the show from time to time, and while I am now building up a steady group of GCN listeners that listen to what you got live on the internet at GCNlive.com, just like they can listen to America Tonight. It's great to get mailbag letters in for America Tonight. I'm here on the second and fourth Wednesday morning of each month. So if you have some letters to mailbag, let's take a look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com.
Right. Oh, yes. If you want to email me directly. Now, look, I get emails at that address for my regular show, What You Got, as well as my column, Rinker on Collectibles. So if you are an America Tonight listener and you're going to email me with your question, please send it to Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. That's HARRY LRINKER at AOL.com. But start it, I listen to America Tonight. So I get it in the America Tonight mailbag.
Yeah, and it doesn't get mixed up. I got this a couple of weeks ago. It must have been after you were on with me. And it's from a lady named Jessica who said, Kate, next time Harry joins you on the program, and I told her she could call in, but she hasn't so far, so I thought I'd throw it out there. And she said she's got about 25 years worth of Time magazines. That must take up a lot of space in that basement. She said there was
I remember when somebody dropped off 30 years of Sports Illustrated on my front porch at the school.
That's
well,
a lot.
Well, except they had the first swimsuit issues in the series, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, it depends when they're from, Kate. If they're say the last 30 years, they're not going to have a tremendous amount of value. If one, probably less than 25, 30 cents, well, probably less than a dime a piece. On the other hand, should they be Time magazines from the 30s, 40s, or 50s, maybe even the 60s, they're going to have some value on two possibilities. One is going to depend on who's on the cover, because the cover is going to sell. And the ones with the strong personalities on the cover could bring anywhere from $5 to $25. The other thing is that the full-page ads are going to sell. What happens with a lot of old magazines is they tear them apart, and they sell the ads known in my trade as tear sheets. And so if you're collecting, if you own a certain car from the 50s or 60s or 20s or 30s or 40s or whatever, you know, you'll want to buy the ad for that car. Or there's a lot of cigarette ads. A lot of people were framing up old ads. Now, that doesn't seem to be as popular a thing as it did, but I was out at Lincoln City, Oregon last weekend for their big Antique Week celebration, and in the one antique mall out there, a little antique mall, there's a guy that sells magazines, old life magazines. Buy them on the date of your birthday, and he gets anywhere from $15 to $30, depending again on who's on the cover.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, now again, this was a real hot thing to do in the 90s, but it's kind of fallen by the wayside in the last 10 years. But a lot of people used to give a gift of a magazine issued on the date someone was born.
Oh, yeah. And so I can, that, I mean, actually, that is a pretty good gift idea, and it was popular, but not so much now, right?
Not so much now. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, and I got this other one. This is really good, and this is from Jake. He never calls. He's listened to America Tonight for a long time, and he said, ask Harry about this. I have a unique thing. I didn't think that I still had it, but I still do, and it's a pool stick from apparently The Color of Money. Remember that movie with Tom Cruise and Paul Newman? And both of them signed it, and he has a picture to prove it.
Yeah, that's going to be the key. If he, now it says Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason, right?
No, I thought it was Tom Cruise. He says Tom Cruise. Was
Tom Cruise and
Paul Newman.
And Paul Newman. Tom Cruise and Paul Newman. Did he play Jackie Gleason? Did he play Jackie Gleason in the pool tournament? That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the bad news is that Paul Newman isn't alive, so there can't be any more signed by him, but Cruise is. I would think he has something that could be easily worth in the $250 to $350. $500 would seem a lot to me at this point, although I think it's possible that it could bring more. Let's see. Cruise has not won an Academy Award yet, right?
No, but he's been in a lot of big movies.
No, I understand that, but it's just like baseball, Kate. It's all about the Hall of Famers.
Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer then.
And he certainly isn't a gentleman that's been free from controversy either. He's like, I don't want to say like he's the Pete Rose of Hollywood, but he...
He is, in a way.
No, he does manage to stir up some issues from time to time. And all this affects how people view his stuff.
Yeah. That movie was so popular, though. Oh.
Speaking of things that got sold recently.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jackson and Maria Presley's marriage certificate was up for sale. Some friendly person we're in the Dominican Republic. It just so happens that the official document disappeared from the files of the Dominican Republic and wound up laminated at the Philip Weiss auction in New York. Okay. How much for?
I'm going to say, because I didn't know that, I'm going to say $80,000.
Oh, pretty close, kid. You've been watching too much Antique Roadshow.
What? How much is it?
$70,800.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
oh,
well, it is crazy too, because first of all, it's laminated. And if anybody knows anything about, this was one of the great tragedies. Remember how they used to laminate stuff?
Sure.
Well, the Maryland Historical Society laminated all its historical documents and ruined the heck out of them as the laminates deteriorated over time, and all the wonderful letters by Washington and all the famous stuff they had in their files all got to be a wreck. And the cost to conserve the few things that they could conserve from that was so excessive. So who knows? I suspect sooner or later the poor paper is going to deteriorate into some kind of biodegradable something.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. As always, it's been a pleasure. We tell everybody to go to the mailbag, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Start it with, I listen to you on America Tonight. Harry, thanks.
Take care, kiddo. We'll do this again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we will. You stay safe and warm, and I hope you don't have to shovel any snow. Coming up on the flip side, we have Charlie Wilson, the story about him sadly passing away. Wow, I love that movie, and what a great guy he was. I had a chance to meet him. I'll tell you about that next.